This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanasen with Kusi Chuang and Noel Lim in the studio this morning. And bickering does frustrate me at times, and I think we're seeing a lot of that in the political situation in the country and maybe across the world. But you know what? Let's take a look at something a little different on the international front. We're going to be talking about TikTok. But before that, Noel Lim, we've got the grill at 8 o'clock. What's happening today?
Yes, so our colleague Wong Xiaoning, she'll be speaking with the Sabah Credit Corporation. It is a statutory body fully owned by the state government, and it has a development financial institution status. So I think they're going to be talking about how the organization's adapting to COVID-19, as well as the impact of the pandemic on Sabah's economy. And the CEO whom she'll be speaking to is George Tai Tim.
Yes, and obviously developmental and how states recover from the COVID-19 is going to be instrumental in the next, in the near future. But right now, let's talk about what could be the future of social media, TikTok, or what is currently the future of social media. Most of us would like to write off the year 2020, but not ByteDance, which is a Chinese tech company which has had a phenomenal few weeks. The short video platform was launched in 2016 and now has been downloaded over 2 billion times. And recently, the company added another addition to their roster. Former Disney streaming guru Mark Mayer is the new TikTok CEO, and now the world's most valuable startup has a private valuation of $105 and $110 billion.
Really interesting. And in fact, one of my goals in during this MCO was to go and TikTok. I haven't got around it. But anyway, I think one analyst had speculated that Bloomberg estimated that it could be worth up to $180 billion in an IPO. Very interesting time. So I think they're going to be... they are a key rival, right? Possibly to Instagram and YouTube.
Yeah, and obviously this is that big thing right now. People are wondering whether this takes attention away from Instagram's shine, how this moves forward. And if you have any tips on how to TikTok, I would love to hear them. Let us know.
Well, not that you want to, because I think fundamentally the problems that people have with TikTok is that it forms the crux of why Donald Trump is so angst-ridden over China. It's because TikTok has been accused many times of spyware, right? It's fingerprinting technology, the fact that it's always listening to you. It went to a point where Reddit CEO Steve Huffman criticized TikTok as being fundamentally parasitic. It's come to a point where even in America, soldiers are not allowed to use TikTok on their phones because TikTok is always listening to you.
And for more on that, weighing in on this is Mark Mulligan, Managing Director of Media Research in the UK. Mark, thanks for speaking with us this morning. So let's talk about Mark Mayer. His jump from Disney to ByteDance was, well, surprising for many. What can we expect from having Mayer helm TikTok?
Really, this hire is a sign of TikTok and ByteDance changing from being an ambitious music and social tech platform into trying to become a global media company. It's really the next stage of ByteDance and TikTok growing into being something much more than this sort of really ambitious startup. And what Mayer brings with him is the expertise and the knowledge and the know-how of how to build global scale media companies.
Two U.S. senators have labeled TikTok as a security threat over the app's handling of user data. Do you think his hire by ByteDance is a solution to resolving this problem?
Well, there is certainly an angle that, as particularly as Chinese companies operating globally and in the U.S., and in the U.S. particularly, where there's particular scrutiny, to help speak the language of the country, not linguistically, but business-wise, legislatively, judicially, having seasoned, respected US executives in senior roles absolutely, helps with that. And, this is not by any stretch of the imagination the first US hire and Western hire senior rank that TikTok has made. Indeed, there was a whole succession of senior US record label executives who became hired by TikTok last year. So this is really part of a westernization of TikTok in order to help it operate more effectively on a global scale.
So while the app is doing well, despite mounting scrutiny from the US, should ByteDance be worried about possible competitors waiting in the wings?
This is a really interesting moment for TikTok. It could either be its Snapchat moment or its Facebook moment. What I mean by that is Snapchat, once it had become this sort of darling of the social world and had this huge amount of momentum, then had an opportunity to decide whether it could go on and be something much more or just do what it did really well. And it opted just to do what it did really well. You contrast that with, say, Google or Facebook or Amazon or Apple. All of these big global tech companies have started in one area and diversified out of there. Tencent is another more recent example. And this, I think, is the opportunity which TikTok has to decide whether it's going to have a Facebook moment, whether it decides that it is going to become one of the next big tech powerhouses of the next 10 to 15 years. And to do something very similar to what Facebook did, where Facebook essentially grew with its audience. As its audience aged and matured and gained earning power and new younger users came in underneath and older users came in on top, Facebook became this global powerhouse. TikTok has an ability to do that for the next generation.
Now, Mark, with a globally engaged user base, in what ways do you think the company will up their game, further unlocking profitability without aggravating its users like what Facebook has done in the past?
Certainly a tension between growing commercial scale versus growing user scale. Facebook took what was in many ways the easiest option, which is you turn your audience into your product by selling advertising against them. So that's the easiest, most friction-free way of doing things. But if we look at what Tencent has done across its various portfolio of assets, it has done a whole mixture of things. Yes, there's advertising in there, but there's paid live streaming, there's subscriptions, there's VIP, virtual merch. There's all of these different ways that consumers can spend and engage. So that is, I would say, take as an example of all the different things you can do. And maybe another way to look is look at Fortnite. You know, Fortnite has 350 million active gamers and has a hugely successful virtual merchandise business through selling skins and emotes, etc. Really, what Tencent and Fortnite understood how to do with younger users is to monetize their fandom, to give them ways to pay and reasons to pay, giving them things where they can express themselves through through digital gifts and stickers, etc. So that could be a potential way in which TikTok could very easily monetize its user base without absolutely bombarding them with adverts. And the last thing I've said in this is, in some ways, it's more challenging to monetize a user base like TikTok than, for example, Facebook, because it has got predominantly younger users and younger users have lower spending power. And particularly as we edge towards a global recession, younger people are the ones most likely to be at risk in the workforce, so we're going to have less disposable income. So I would say a blended approach is probably going to be the way forward, included in which will be monetizing fandom through selling virtual gifts, etc.
I'd like to pivot and get your thoughts on Spotify's big news last week. Its interest in videos and podcasts. They've signed up Joe Rogan to an exclusive contract. Your thoughts on this, and should players like YouTube be concerned?
Spotify is in a similar place to where TikTok is getting to. And that is that essence of trying to work out where it goes next. Spotify's competitors in the marketplace all have parent companies who do something else. You know, Amazon, Apple, Google, Tencent, they all have parent companies who have other services. So they can afford to run their music services if they needed to at a loss, which enables them to compete much more vigorously with Spotify. And also Spotify has got very tense relationships with the record labels and music publishers and now artists and songwriters. So there are a lot of reasons for Spotify to look to diversify its business. At the moment, podcasts is its big bet. But podcasts represent only about 1% of Spotify's total revenue. So it's a really small revenue at the moment, but really big in user terms. Spotify's now become, across Western markets, the number one destination for podcasts among podcast users. So clearly has scale. But this spending $100 million on one podcaster, that's more than the vast majority of music artists will ever earn in their entire lifetime from Spotify. So what Spotify is essentially doing is saying, we value podcasters more than we value music artists, even though music artists generate 99% of its revenue. So I think it's going to be a challenging time ahead for Spotify, particularly as the ad market is softening. So it's going to be difficult to claw back much of that $100 million investment. And it's going to be antagonizing its music partners. So Spotify is going to have to be really careful that it doesn't push so hard that its music partners essentially prevent it from being able to execute on its podcast strategy.
Mark, thank you for joining us on the line. That was Mark Mulligan, Managing Director of Media Research in the UK. And TikTok, huge. I think lots of people are trying to experiment with it. I'm actually noticing that there's a lot of content for learning being done there. So entertainment learning really being optimized for the platform. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, and it's not as if TikTok is the only one spying on you, right? We had an incident yesterday where we just got streamed very customized ads. Just hours after we were talking about it. I just want to say one thing about Mark, the new CEO there. Apart from becoming fabulously wealthy from joining TikTok as the new CEO, I think that at one point in time, he was supposed to be Disney's next CEO, but he was bypassed by Bob Iger. And I think Bob Iger gave the role to Bob Chapek, the Disney Parks CEO instead. So obviously, a bit miffed by that, that he said, I'm just going to become a billionaire at the Chinese startup instead.
Well, let's see how his career progresses with TikTok. Is this TikTok's Facebook or Snapchat moment? I think that's the question on everyone's minds. Up next, we'll be getting into the film industry and the protocols that need to be done from the impact of COVID-19. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.